Across the Southeast, you are listening to the Sunday Grill, and life has been hard for my next guest, 30-year-old Emma Byrne from Arklow. Emma is a primary school teacher, and she's a rare connective tissue disorder, a condition that saw her having major surgery at just 10 years of age. 20 years on, and that disorder is still shaping and affecting Emer's life, with a life-threatening event happening 3 years ago. Now Emer needs our help, and she joins me on the phone this morning to tell us more. You're very welcome to the Sunday Grill, Emer.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Life has been hard. We'll talk to your sister Niamh in a few minutes' time, because she set up the GoFundMe page, and we'll speak to her in a bit. But you're both primary school teachers, is that right? Is that a family trait?
Yes, we're both primary school teachers, and we both actually work in different Gaelic schools. But no, it's not a family trait. It was just me and my sister that are teachers.
Okay, no parents as teachers or anything?
No, no.
Okay, good stuff. Tell us a little bit about yourself. It must be hard to hear that life is hard. I'm sure you get on with it and enjoy your life as well.
Yeah, it has. Life has been difficult as a 10-year-old to have to go through open heart surgery. So that's something most children don't have to go through, but then to have an emergency open heart surgery 4 years ago, that recovery now was quite difficult.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I've never let it define me. So I've been to college, I have 2 degrees, I have a job, I have friends, so I've never let it define me. Yeah, absolutely, it has been difficult, but I try to continue with life as best I can.
Yeah. And tell us about you as a 10-year-old. Were you aware that you had a condition, or did this come on quite quickly?
No, I wasn't aware. It just came on quite quickly.
Wow.
And we just found out that, yeah, when I was 10, that I had an aneurysm. So it had to be operated on almost straight away. So that was definitely life-changing to hear as a 10-year-old child.
And was it a case that, did something happen on a day that you suddenly needed to go in and have emergency surgery?
I had symptoms. I was very fatigued. I was bruising. I just wasn't well. So my mum had brought me to the doctors, and that's how they discovered it. They showed loads of scans and different tests, and that's how they found it out then.
And it's a rare connective tissue disorder. Do you know anyone else with this disorder?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And how does it present itself apart from the surgeries?
So the main thing would be fatigue. I have to, I can't lift anything heavy. I have to look after myself. I can't do any contact sports. Just have to mind myself, really. It's more of trying to protect myself from being injured or hurt or anything.
Okay. And can you explain why that is? What this disorder does?
It's basically where I have aneurysms.
Okay.
So I have different aneurysms in the different areas of my body, and I have to ensure that I don't do anything that can rupture them.
Okay, wow, that's a tough one. And then 3 years ago, you did have an aneurysm. So for what, 17 years, were you just kind of minding yourself? Everything was going okay, was it?
Yeah, it was. I was still looking after myself, but I was able to continue on with life. I wasn't affected massively with my disorder, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then unfortunately, 4 years ago, another aneurysm just ruptured suddenly.
Wow.
So I was rushed for emergency open heart surgery.
Okay.
But unfortunately, during that surgery, I suffered a severe stroke.
Oh, okay.
So I lost all movement in my right side. So I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, I couldn't eat. It was very severe.
And you've had to relearn every day task then, have you?
Yes, I have. So that recovery was quite difficult, as I've only recovered in the last few years, where now I'm back to normal. Mm-hmm. I can walk, I can talk, I can eat, I'm back in work. So then to find out in over summer of last year that I now have three more aneurysms, that was just, wow, that was devastating.
So devastating. Your sister, Eamon Neve, is with you this morning as well because she set up the fundraiser because you're very welcome to the Sunday Grill, Neve, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So you and Eamon must be very close, are you?
Yeah, we are. Definitely, we always were.
Okay. This must be hard to see her go through all of this as her sister.
Yeah, it is. You want to kind of take it all away for her, you know.
Of course. Now, Eamon has to head to the US, is that right? So you've set up a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Eamon needs to head over to the US to get her surgery, and the only way to get the funds for the surgery was to set up a GoFundMe. So that's what I decided to do and my family decided to do. And it's got great traction so far. It's something that we didn't want to have to do, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We like to keep private, and you know, Eamon likes to keep her health issues private as well. But mm-hmm. I suppose we had no other options, and I suppose our choice was kind of taken away from us. It's just something we needed to do if we wanted to save Eamon. Okay. So yeah, it's doing really well.
And if people want to check that out, they just go and search for "Help Eamon Get Urgent Life-Saving Surgery" on GoFundMe. And as you said, you're doing very well at the moment, but it's a huge amount you need, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's nearly an amount that's hard to believe.
And it's doing so well. Grand, but is that right?
It's 600.
600 grand, which is massive.
It is, but I suppose we're doing so well already, but it's only like a quarter of what we actually need. So I think the realisation of how much money we actually need is really starting to hit home now.
Of course, of course. And Eamon, how did you find out that you needed to go to the US, and why the US?
So I found out from my consultants that this is surgery that cannot be carried out in Ireland because of the complexity of the surgery, for the equipment in Ireland and also the rehab after. So for me to have the best recovery, it needs to be done in America, unfortunately.
Okay, and is time of the essence, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. This was something that should have been operated on back in October, but unfortunately we weren't able to get there.
Okay.
So it's urgent and it's needed.
And it's a tough one as well, because like your sister Neve was saying there, you're a private family. You don't really do stuff like this, but needs must, I suppose, getting the word out there. That must be hard to do as well.
Yeah, it is. It was quite difficult because I have always been a private person, and only my close inner circle would actually have known about my disorder and my health issues. But it was just kind of taken out of our hands where we couldn't do this alone and we needed the people of Ireland. So that's why we had to GoFundMe.
And people have obviously really banded together, as your sister was saying. You're nearly a quarter of a ways there. How do you feel about it being out there, your story being out there now?
Very vulnerable.
Really?
Yeah, it's a vulnerable feeling, but I think it's just the fact that I've had to compartmentalise. So I'm the person that's on the GoFundMe and I'm trying my best to get to raise the money that I need to. And then I have times when I'm at home on my own where it hits me that so you are the person that needs this money. And then that's quite upsetting.
Yeah, and you've needed it for a while now. You should have had the surgery back in October, really.
Yeah.
What will the surgery do for you? Is that it then? Is it you can draw a line under this?
For this one I can. It would change my life, to be honest. Even the worry of like getting up in the morning and having the stress of this GoFundMe and having the stress of my health complications, it would just be great to not have that.
Yeah, of course. And like huge surgery you're heading into as well, and rehabilitation. Okay, well, so if people want to head to your Instagram, it's Eamon's campaign, and you'll see a link to the GoFundMe there. Eamon, thanks a million for talking to me this morning. How are you feeling these days in yourself?
Very tired. It's quite emotional. That's probably the main word.
Of course.
The fact that But it is amazing, I have to say. And I'm very overwhelmed with all of the town of Arklow have been absolutely unbelievable with their support.
Yeah.
So, like, I am feeling very emotional, but I'm very grateful for all that I've had so far as well.
Well, fingers crossed for you. And I hope that your health continues to... Are you stable at the moment? Stable enough that you're able to work still and everything?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm still in the classroom, which is amazing.
Okay, good stuff. Well, fingers crossed that that continues and that you get those funds as quickly as possible so you can head to the US for that life-saving surgery. If you want to click on Emer's GoFundMe, the best way to do that is on the Instagram account that they've set up. It is Emer's Campaign. If you search for that. And in the meantime, Emer, thanks a million. And thanks to your sister, Niamh, for talking to us this morning. And best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.